Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, where it's time to accelerate your life. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated. This podcast is dedicated to helping you create your life. Thank you for listening. Now let's get started. It's time to accelerate your life.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, episode 193, season 2, Transformation Tuesday, January the 29th. 2 more days left in the first month of the year, and they are going to be cold. Oh, I hope you're ready to turn up that heat and stay warm. If you got pets, bundle them up when you take them outside. Especially if there's snow and ice on the ground, put some little booties on them. One, it's really funny to watch how your dog reacts to booties. I think it's hilarious. But it also does keep their feet warm, so I do recommend that. I hope y'all's week is off to a good start. Monday was great for us yesterday. I learned some things this morning, though, about 7-year-olds. Let me tell you what. Co-parenting's tough as it is. But anytime you have to call the other parent to get your child to do something, first of all, your child doesn't like it. Second of all, you know it's about to get serious. I don't know if any of y'all struggle to get your kids to brush their teeth, but my Lord, come on. Is it really that awful to brush your teeth? Like, I just don't understand. I mean, I have no words for what happened this morning because of a sore knee and brushing your teeth. Funny thing is, running around and playing, hey, guess what? Knee doesn't hurt. Got to go to school. Knee hurts. The world is ending. Oh, unbelievable. Anyways, I know the enemy was coming at me hard this morning. It was a fiasco, but I'm still standing here praising God because that is going to take care of the situation. Jesus is our comforter. He is our guide. And after school today, there's going to be a talk of why things need to be done the way they need to be done. Nobody's perfect. I myself am not perfect. Life is not perfect. There's always struggles for all of us. But what I want to mention this morning about how this sore knee and brushing your teeth can be tough, it's just a statement to what the enemy is trying to do in my life, and that is to throw me off just a little bit so I get angry, upset, you know, run late. Whatever it is, he's coming at me. Something good is coming. I'm not going to let the enemy stand in the way. One thing I do want to mention that I forgot about this whole story about calling the co-parent is thankfully her mother was peaceful, calm, and handled the whole situation perfectly, which was a huge blessing, and it really got us going in the right direction, so I'm thankful for that. God does things in mysterious ways. That's all I know. Anyway, let's dive in. Transformation Tuesday. Enough about my morning. The battle is here. The battle is here to stay, but guess what? Our God has already won, and I am going to push through and persevere and not let the enemy gain any ground in my home. That is not going to happen. All right, today's power 3, let's get rolling. Number 1, do not get overconfident when things start going well. Remember our constant need for God. As I was reading the Bible this morning, this really jumped out at me, is that the story of Moses and Aaron and Pharaoh, that, you know, Moses and Aaron were trying to release God's people, and Pharaoh wanted nothing to do with it, okay? Moses got him to actually get God to lighten up the plagues that were happening during that time, but Pharaoh went back and hardened his heart. So when things were going well, they were getting a little bit more confident and still had to remember who their God was because the battles were not over yet. Just keep that in mind as you go throughout your day today, that even those in the Bible struggled, and God always showed up. But if we focus on God through our struggle, then when things start going well, don't stray away from that and continue to focus on God. And remember to not do it on your own. We need God to get through our battles. Otherwise, we would be God ourselves. Think about that. Hashtag continue to seek his face. Hashtag surrender. Galatians 5:1 says, it is for freedom. I can't read my writing. It is for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not let yourselves be burdened by a yoke of slavery. Don't go back to your old ways when things start to go well. When God clears up the path for your life and gets you going in the right direction, stay focused on him and don't do it on your own, because what's going to happen is it's going to be a never-ending circle of, oh, I got this now, and then you'll be right back where you started. Stay focused and continue to put God first. Number two, we need to guard ourselves against materialism, which often keeps people from humbling themselves and trusting Jesus alone for salvation. This applies to just about every single one of us. I can't say that I've ever been huge on material items, but I know for a fact that I let material items play a role in my life for a long time and realized, first of all, it's not going to fulfill anything in your life. And second of all, what have any of the material items ever done for you? You can't buy your way to heaven. And I bring this up because, again, my Bible reading this morning, the rich young ruler, Jesus came to him. Well, actually, I think the rich young ruler went to Jesus, said, hey, I want to follow you. Jesus said, well, go sell all your stuff, then come see me. Well, the rich young ruler couldn't do that because he had too much value in his material items and placed them at a much higher position that he should have placed Jesus. So Jesus said, no, then you're not going to follow me. Are you doing something similar in your life where the name brand on your clothes, your handbags, your wallets, your car, those things actually matter more than Jesus does? Think about that. If Jesus told the rich young ruler to be on his merry way because he wouldn't get rid of his material items to follow him, what do you think that means for us? If we're placing material items at a higher level than we put our relationship with Jesus, Jesus doesn't want to see that. He wants us first place no matter what. Luke 12:15 says, then he said to them, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Again, be on your guard for all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in abundance of possessions. Jesus tells us to not be greedy and to not want an abundance of material items. Our possessions are going to be here once we leave this planet. Okay, we're not taking any of our stuff to heaven with us. Are you building a treasure here on earth? Or are you setting yourself up for a wonderful treasure in heaven? Get in your Bible, study the story of the rich young ruler. It's really good. One of my favorites. And you'll understand what I'm saying. You cannot buy your way into heaven. Number three. The words we speak show others where our heart really is. This is probably really hard for all of us. I know the toughest battle that I have when it comes to words is getting rid of bad words. Now, I've gotten a lot better, but it seems when I'm in my times of anger or I'm upset, they come out more freely than any other time. And that is terrible. Again, an example this morning, the enemy trying his hardest to get me off just a little bit. And again, bad words aren't good, first of all, for your kids to be hearing coming out of your mouth. But we can't let our situation determine how we talk. What is in your heart today? Are you filled with love, joy, peace, and happiness? Or are you filled with anger, regret, and burdens? Check your heart. Find out where you're at. Luke 6:45 says, "A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man will bring evil things stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of." Something we all got to work on, keeping our heart refreshed, rejuvenated, and focused on Jesus. Love, joy, happiness is what we want to be feeling. Therefore, speaking those types of words coming out of our mouth, or those types of words will come out of our mouth based on that situation. Folks, horrific Tuesday. I don't know if I've ever said that before, but there you go. All I know is we all face battles. I had to deal with it this morning in my home. I'm not going to let the devil win. Jesus is going to stay first place in my house, and we will overcome any attacks against us. Folks, as you go about your day today, remember, put Jesus closer to your heart, build that relationship with him, and continue to grow and become the best version of you that God made you to be. We're all going to have battles. Like I said, I have one this morning, but I'm not going to let it defeat me. Folks, I love you. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Stay warm, and remember, Jesus loves you, and he is waiting for you to get serious about having a relationship with him. Folks, have a wonderful Tuesday. Adios. Come back and check me out on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Life Accelerated Podcast. Now make sure you share this episode, and please leave me a review as it increases the awareness of the podcast. You all know what time it is. It's time to accelerate your life.